the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A robotic apple packer from New Zealand-based Robotics Plus has won a major technology award. The Packer.com reports Robotics Plus's robotic Aporo apple packer won the New Zealand Trade and Enterprise Most Innovative High-Tech Agritech Solution. The unit is already operating in packing houses in New Zealand and the U.S., with installations in Europe expected. Robotics Plus is also working on other technologies, including an autonomous ag vehicle, robotic pollinator, robotic harvesters, and crop estimators. Millions of hogs in China have been depopulated due to African swine fever, but no one can say just how many. Global Ag Trends President Brett Stewart tells PorkBusiness.com some believe it may take China 5 to 8 years to rebuild, but under the current situation with no vaccine, Stewart doesn't think it will ever happen for three reasons. It's hard to kill, China's vast and diverse swine industry, and the government's lack of transparency or control. Milk production in May was down 0.4% across all states compared to last year, but total production sat at 19.055 billion pounds, up from 18.468 billion in April. According to MilkBusiness.com, production per cow averaged just 11 pounds higher than in May of 2018, but 63 pounds higher than a month before. Despite a months-long decline in cow numbers, the U.S. herd added 5,000 cows in May compared to April, but is still down 89,000 head from April of last year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.